Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A cyclist was killed by a vehicle over the weekend near Central. Alaska State Troopers report that 37-year-old Eielson Air Force Base Major General Michael Gentry was struck while riding near mile 125 of the Steese Highway around 6 a.m. Saturday. Gentry, who commanded the 354th Contracting Squadron at Eielson, was hit while on a cycling trip to Circle. That's according to an Eielson news release. The release says two other Air Force service members were involved in the accident, one of whom was injured and treated at Fairbanks Memorial Hospital. An ongoing wet weather system over the central and eastern interior dropped a record amount of rain over an area of western Denali National Park yesterday. Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman says an automated station along the McKinley River recorded 5.35 inches of rain Sunday.
That is as far as we've been able to sleuth out so far. The greatest 24-hour rainfall of record in interior or northern Alaska. During the great August 1967 storm that produced the record flooding, there were places that in the interior that had excess of 4 inches of rain, but nothing to 5 inches.
Toman says the system that dropped the rain and has since moved northeast over the Fairbanks area is the result of a low from the Gulf of Alaska that swept into Canada and came around the Alaska Range from the east. The Alaska Federation of Natives top lawyer will join a five-person board tasked with redrawing the state's legislative districts based on the 2020 census. KNBA reports that Nicole Borromeo has been general counsel and executive vice president of the Alaska Federation of Natives since 2014. I'm Dan Bross.